Good morning and welcome to day 7 of our Lenten video series here at Ascension Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Scott and our theme remains God's story, our story. And in our reflection today, we're looking at Mark chapter 2 today, verses 6 through 8. It follows yesterday the story of Jesus healing the paralyzed man who was lowered through the roof of the home where he was speaking because his friends couldn't get the man into Jesus because of the crowd. And in healing the man, Jesus said, "Your sins are forgiven," and was where our reading finished yesterday. In today's reading, we read about the scribes who were wondering or questioning in their hearts, why does this fellow speak in this way, accusing Jesus of blasphemy? And Jesus, as he often does, knew what they were thinking and called them on it. And sort of creates this point of conflict, or at least discussion with the scribes. And it's interesting. I mean, the reflection today is really about Jesus, saying the things that might be considered controversial, Jesus taking an opposing viewpoint, Jesus speaking out. And it gets me to thinking about how often I may hear something I don't agree with, something that I think is not very Christian, that is not a behavior that I think would be appropriate or is very loving, and it makes me think of all the times I've sat silent. No, I certainly don't know what a person is thinking, and I would never want to suggest that I did, but sometimes I hear people say things that quite frankly are offensive, and I don't find to be very loving or caring or Christ-like. And instead of confronting somebody, I might just let it go and figure, well, I don't want to cause a scene. But it makes me wonder if I shouldn't be a little more bold, like Jesus was bold, and suggest to folks that what they're thinking is blasphemy, not what I'm saying is blasphemy, if maybe those are too harsh of words. But it is interesting to me that culturally many of the things that Jesus said would not be well received, are considered blasphemy, when in fact they're the very words of Jesus. So what does it look like for us as followers of Christ to be a little more bold in our profession, a little more bold in our calling people, or at least questioning folks about what it is they've said, what it is they've critiqued ourselves, myself, or the church for, as we live out our faith, trying to love one another the way that we have been loved by God. Jesus healed this paralyzed man and told him his sins were forgiven. Who has the authority to forgive sins but only God? And clearly that's who Jesus is. And so let us be bold in our profession of that we worship the one true God. It's been good spending a part of this day with you, the middle of the week. Not a hump day hallelujah, but a midweek reflection nonetheless. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning for day 8 of our Lenten video series. Take care.